Hi, Nitsa. Thanks very much. Well, first of all, congratulations on 40 years of SBS. It's a great achievement. My involvement with the Jewish program was probably as far back as 85, 86. We were then in offices in Clarence Street. The interesting development at that stage was actually the English segment, which became perhaps a wider one with more interviews, more discussions with community people, just perhaps a stronger component of the program that it had been up to that point. I think it was fairly well established then with Yiddish and Hebrew. But, then we worked on the English one in order to perhaps attract a further audience. And we were very successful, actually, in arguing for the fact that although it was an anything communities program, that English for the Jewish community was important because it was a uniting language. So there were Jews who did not speak Hebrew or did not understand sufficient Hebrew and Yiddish, but wanted the information, and so the information was supplied in English, and that's what drew them to the program, and I think continues to do so to this very day.
Margaret, I think you've done an incredible job at SBS. You were the driving force behind the establishment. I mean, it was already established, but the establishment of the English segment, we call it Shalom Australia today, as it is today, with lots of interviews and information and news. And you come from a very colourful background.
I worked at the ABC. And my beginning with the ABC was with a program called Happy to Know You. That was an interesting program where I was a co-presenter with Keith Smith. And it was a program to welcome British migrants to Australia post-war and make them feel welcome. It was a very, very interesting program. And so I was on the air for quite a while with that. So I had a good grounding in radio with that particular program. It was really an important contribution to the assimilation of immigrants into Australia at that stage.
And you've been working, I think, most of your life for the Jewish community in Australia and in Sydney in particular. Can you please tell us about it?
I became the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies in 1983. It was an interesting appointment because up to that point there had not been that position. So the position was actually created for me by the late Leslie Kaplan, who was one of the presidents of the Board of Deputies, a very distinguished one, was the first woman. So I suppose that also was important, laid a certain precedent. And I stayed with the board for 18 years. And I must tell you one thing. You know, SBS had a competition for a slogan. The slogan that won that competition was "The Many Voices of One Australia." I don't know whether they still use it, but that was my slogan. I won that competition.
I know that. I remember that. That was in the 90s.
Yes.
And, you know, we worked together, and I remember you were the winner. Many Voices of One Australia was Margaret Gutman's.
That's correct. That's correct. I didn't get an enormous prize. I think I got a book. But never mind. It was wonderful to have contributed that slogan because I think it really described what SBS was doing.
That's right. After you left the Board of Deputies, you moved on, still working for the Jewish community.
I took a holiday, which I felt that I deserved. Then I looked around and I decided that perhaps I wanted to be connected with the Sydney Jewish Museum because it's got a very worthwhile agenda, educating children about the idea of living together in harmony. At the moment, have over 20,000 school children who come to the museum. So I became involved. I stood for election and I was elected to the board of the museum. And actually, I'm now in my sixth year as a member of the board. I'm very privileged to be here because it is a fantastic institution. We do a lot of interesting work in the area of education for school children, but also members of the public, for visitors from overseas. It's a very vibrant institution, far from sad. Gives one actually a very meaningful and purposeful view on the world. And I'm a volunteer there.
Margaret, I want to take you back to your days at SBS. Can you please tell us if you remember any incredible interview or anything happened that still you'd like to share with us?
I think that I can't remember specifically any particular interviews, although what was probably the very big change was the technology, that we went from you know, usual recordings to telephone interviews and then to the digital era, which makes it so much easier to interview people from all over the world. And you didn't have to have people actually sit opposite you in the studio, so you could ring all over the world and get comments, which makes a tremendous and exciting aspect of radio today. And I think the camaraderie, it was wonderful to work together with people from many different communities. We made very good friendships and learned about each other. Those are my very fond memories of SBS. I know that it's never an easy path, and there are always problems with funding and continuity, but it's here after 40 years, which is a great tribute to Australian multiculturalism.
Margaret Goodman, I'm sure many of our listeners still remember you. You were there every Sunday. They heard you in English from 1986 to...
I think there might have been about 20 years.
For 20 years, it's a long time.
It's a long time, and I think it's wonderful to be a national, international broadcasting situation. And congratulations to UNITSA for continuing to carry the flag, and may I wish the program many more years of continuing success. Mazel tov, well done.
Thank you so much, Margaret Goodman.